KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Dr. Michael Chitwood joins us. Dr. Chitwood is going to be in Albuquerque soon with the Church Management and Tax Conferences. And that you should have on your calendar. If you don't already, you've been hearing the spot on the radio. It's March 10th at the Sheraton Albuquerque Airport Hotel on Yale Boulevard. But Dr. Chitwood, thank you for taking the time to let us know more about the upcoming event in Albuquerque.
Well, thank you for letting us come on, Steve. We're glad that you've given us this opportunity to be a part of your show. So thank you very much.
Well, CMTC, Church Management Tax Conferences, they are, you know, this is not their first rodeo. We're looking at a half a century of preparing churches for this kind of information. What was the passion? What did you find that made you decide this is something you really needed to communicate to churches?
Well, Steve, you know, our family's been doing this for 100 years, Chitwood and Chitwood, financial accounting, law, and so forth. And we've been doing this for 100 years, three generations. And we found out that it's hard to reach everybody by a text or a brochure or even television. I've been on a lot of television networks, but you just can't reach everybody. And so we decided 50 years ago that we would start seminars, and we thought we'd just try it, and we tried it. And the first seminar that we had was in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Peace. And then our second one was in Charlotte, and it was just even bigger. So we decided that we would do seminars. And every preacher, by the way, told me that it would never work, that we could never get preachers and trustees and deacons to attend our seminars because they don't want to know this information. But they were totally wrong. They do want to get their house of worship in order.
Yeah, and I don't want to steal your thunder for your event, but can you share some of the top things that I don't know if I should call them CFOs, but the finance pastor or the head pastor, things that they're just not aware of when it comes to church management and tax?
Well, Steve, that's a very good point. They have a lack of knowledge here, and it's not that they're trying to do something wrong intentionally. It's not that they're trying to break the law. The biggest problem is the trustees and the check writer. They just don't know church law, and they're trying to vote for things that's not proper. The check writer is trying to do things that's not proper because she probably inherited it from somebody else. So some of the subjects that we're going to be covering is the new laws on benevolence and needy families. You know, it used to be 9 things you could do. Now it's dropped down to 5. They don't know that. Even here in Albuquerque, when we asked the question, no one knew that they had changed the law from 9 to 5. Love offerings, pastor appreciation love offerings, anniversary love offerings, all of these things and the rules have changed. And the only way they can find out the rules and regulations is to come to a seminar. And, you know, the IRS is not going to mail something out. The Congress just passes something. They put it in a book and they want you to read the whole bill. Well, you're not going to read the whole bill. So we love what we're doing because we love pastors. And we feel like, Steve, that we're anointed really to do this because you have to love pastors. And I was trained by my daddy to love pastors, appreciate pastors, and really appreciate what they do because they've got really a hard job. Their job is not as easy as everybody thinks it is.
Oh, I would absolutely agree, and they should be at the top of our list when it comes to prayer, and I appreciate you equipping them with the information they need in regards to church management and tax issues. On the website, I'm going to share quickly for those who haven't been there yet, at cmtc.org. That is cmtc.org on the website. Now, I went to the schedule under conferences schedule and found the Albuquerque date for March 10th, which, by the way, when you find it, there's a place right there for you to click and register. But it's a one-day conference, and the list of things covered are IRS church updates, church compliance examination, bylaws and governmental structure, IRS letter of determination, 501c3, compliance, church management, and then anniversary, pastors appreciation and love offerings, all covered at the conference. And, you know, I would say this, Dr. Chitwood, to those that are hearing that, and they, you know, they may feel intimidated by some of the things I just read off, but what needs to happen is an education, and that's part of what CMTC is able to do in this one-day conference. Can you put some at ease from churches that are thinking this is over my head? Well, the truth is it might be, but CMTC is going to make it where these are issues that are easily dealt with, and more importantly, maybe too, you already mentioned, these are things that are regularly changing, and you and your team are on top of all of that.
That's true. And Steve, we make the seminar, our workbook is very easy to follow, and we make the seminar very plain, and the seminar is where they can understand it. And the things that you read off are the things that we're going to discuss, plus many, many more, by the way. Plus, we have a open question and answer period where the people can ask any question that they want. We're there for as long as they want us to be there. The conference normally starts about 8:50 and goes to about 4:00. But yesterday in Akron, we didn't get out to 6:00. So we stay to help the people, because our ministry is that we want to help the churches get their house of worship in order, because God cannot bless a mess. And these churches are doing things that's totally illegal. Now, let me assure them of one thing. We're not coming to scare you. We don't work for the IRS. We work for you and God. And we're not coming to scare you or frighten you. But you have to realize, if you're doing some things wrong, there's going to be a certain amount of fear that will rise up in you. But just know that it can be fixed. And that's why we say, face it, fix it, and forget it.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Well, let me throw this at you. You've been doing this a long time. What would you say, after going through a one-day conference or a series of conferences, what are you most encouraged by? And maybe, what are you most surprised by?
Well, yesterday, I'll give you an example, and not going to refer to any names, but yesterday, we had a group of people that was absolutely fantastic. And about half of them decided that they wanted to make a change and get their house in order. But we had one church that had 9 trustees there, and they were arguing and fighting if they wanted to do what I told them to do in that conference. Half of them wanted to do it, and half of them said no. And that's the biggest problem that you have, is trying to get by the vote of these trustees and the check writer. They're wonderful people, but they're doing it off of tradition. You know, the Bible says that the tradition of men make the word of God of no effect. But these trustees and check writers, they have a tradition that they learned what they learned from somebody that was before them. We had a check writer that was there, and she says that she worked in the daycare. The check writer that was there died with cancer, and they pulled her from the daycare and put her in as a check writer of the church, and she has zero experience. And so she didn't want to say no to the pastor. She didn't want to say no that she couldn't do it, but she can't do it. And she's going to wind up messing up the church's books and getting herself in trouble. And we told her that. And she felt that. And she wanted the board to hire us to get them straight. But there's that board that wants, part of them want to and part of them don't.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing is some problems are found and fixed. Others are, they're caught before they happen. So, there's multiple reasons to be in attendance, at the CMTC conference coming to Albuquerque again. I already mentioned it, March 10th. That is a Tuesday at the Sheraton Albuquerque Airport, but you need to register in advance at cmtc.org. At the top of the page, under conferences, go to schedule, scroll down to Albuquerque. You'll see register here. And Dr. Chitwood, before I invite people who maybe look at the March 10th date and say, I can't make that date, and invite them to some of the other regional conferences coming up. There's 3 other ones in the Southwest that may be of interest. Is it state specific, or would it be just fine to go to one of these in nearby states?
They can go to any seminar that we have. We have a lot of people that even fly. We had some people that came from Wisconsin And so they can come to any seminar that we have. And bear in mind that we haven't posted our second quarter seminar schedule yet. We've only posted the first quarter. So there's going to be a second quarter posted. We don't normally come to Albuquerque except once a year. And so there's some deadlines that they have to deal with, which have to be in by March the 31st. And that's one reason why we'd like for them to come to this conference. But if they can't make it, they just can't make it because of their schedule.
Yeah. Well, and I want to throw out these other dates that are available in Houston, Texas on March 3rd, Arlington, Texas, March 4th, and Denver, Colorado, March 11th. And then, of course, you mentioned second quarter opportunities will be posted soon. But the Albuquerque date is March 10th. That's Tuesday, and you'll find details on how to get registered at cmtc.org under the conferences tab. Click schedule, scroll down to Albuquerque, click register here, and get yourself registered. Dr. Chitwood, so much appreciate the work that you're doing to protect our churches and to equip our churches and educate our churches when it comes to church management and tax laws. Appreciate your time here today, and I'll say in advance, welcome to Albuquerque.
Well, thank you very much, and Steve, I want to thank you for this opportunity. You're blessing the community and blessing the churches out there a whole lot more than people know, and they ought to thank you for it too, because this is a great opportunity, and we appreciate you letting us come on to your radio program today.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.